that song not Hank and Brendan, but rather the Bloodhound Gang, leading us into date night, in which we are joined by my husband, Brad Bednar. We go out and about, have date nights, and then come on the air and talk about them and give you all recommendations. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel like we haven't done this in a while.
We have not done this in, like, forever. It's been a month.
I know, right?
We had Christmas Eve off, New Year's Eve off. Last week, I was out of town, so this is our first time since before Christmas.
Oh, we've got so much to catch
decade.
On. I know.
Oh.
I think technically this is still part of the last decade, and like the decade
one of those
starts. Yeah,
2021. No,
that's
it
why
doesn't.
You married me.
XKCD pointed out that all songs from the 1990 are considered by VH1 to be part of the 90s. So
if you're gonna let Randall Monroe decide what's correct and what's not correct,
I think he's
I'm
as
just
good
gonna
an expert
leave
as
right
any.
Now.
He's letting VH1 decide what's correct and what's not correct. So.
I think
VH1
ended in 2001.
But then they're experts on the 90s, and therefore they can definitively say that the 90s began in 1990.
Yeah, I disagree with this. This is a different show. We'll talk about that later.
Agree to disagree. Awesome.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
All right.
What are your New Year's resolutions? We kind of talked about this last time, but I think we...
A little bit, yeah.
We talked about New Year's resolutions date nights, so...
I think we talked about, like, the fact that you are better at New Year's resolutions than me because you have a concrete list of, like, deliverables that you want to do.
And I want to achieve certain things.
Like,
yeah.
You know what? As long as I don't backslide, I'm just gonna call it a W and move on.
How you doing the first half of January?
You know, I'm holding steady.
Okay, that's good.
I haven't gained any ground, but I haven't lost any.
That's fair.
But yeah, so I have a couple of New Year's resolutions. I want to, like, get out and, like, actively try and do new things.
Okay, like, I like that.
Try to get out of, like, the nice little rut that I've made for myself.
Right.
Very similarly, I would like to get out and support content creators more, like, whether it's, like, music or, you know, drama or other types of art or.
Right.
There are a lot of people who are, like, pouring their heart and soul, like, into their passions to try to make the world a better place. And wouldn't it be nice if I went out and bought a $10 ticket to a show, like, every other week and, like, listened to some live music or went to an art exhibition or something? So...
Is that the combination of supporting content creators and also doing more things?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Hey!
Because my...
It's
almost
as if you were leading in a direction from the very beginning of that.
Yeah, I know, right? Because my third resolution is just to be more efficient.
Well done.
I'm just like, ba-boom, check it out. So
you checked off the third one. You haven't actually bought the ticket or done the thing yet, so you still got those two left to do.
No, I haven't. I mean, like, I'm still getting out and, like, supporting, like, the same things I support.
Right.
Like, we're going to Come From Away this weekend. We're going to Playmakers, and then we're going to go, well, I'm going to go to Mean Girls in a month with our friend Jeff.
Yeah.
But, like, that's all, like, normal stuff. But, like, what about, like, going to local, like, going to Cat's Cradle, who just had their 50 years, or their 49 years,
No, it's 50 years.
What would Randall Monroe say?
2019 was the 50th anniversary,
okay.
And they just did it at the end of the year.
So now we're 51.
Now we're into year 51.
Okay, good,
yes.
Yeah. So
this is the second half century of Cat's Cradle. It begins today.
Yeah, no, technically the second half century starts on year 51.
Oh, my. Well, that's what I mean.
Well, good. We're on the same page
now. We're in agreement
now.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's good. So that's kind of where my headspace is. It's like, let's find, like, fun, like, concert venues and go out.
I like that.
And listen to shows. You have a whole, like, segment of your 4-hour radio show devoted to
local
things
music,
that are
yeah.
live and or local.
I like it.
Yeah.
We're
so
gonna do it.
That's my first idea. Like,
all of my New Year's resolutions involve either travel or writing projects.
Right.
So the travel we talked about last week, like, where can you go, what can you do, or last time, a year ago.
This previous decade,
the decade before this one, we talked about that. But all of my other New Year's resolutions are writing projects. So I guess if I'm thinking about, like, a date, well, that's a bad date night. Like, where can we go on a date night where I can sit there and just write and ignore everyone?
I have an answer
for
this, and it's not where can you go to, like, write and ignore people, but, like, some of your New Year's resolutions are around, like, movies.
Yes, that's true.
Why don't we, like, rent movies
and,
like,
that.
go to like a hot local restaurant, get takeout, and go home and sit and watch a movie.
Oh, I like that.
Or camp out somewhere with a laptop and like each share one of the earbuds from a headphones and be adorable.
That's
and coupley.
Super adorable.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's almost too adorable. Also, I showed you the list of all the movies I need to see, and you rejected them all. So.
Okay, I rejected all of them because you enjoy like 3-hour movies, and I have about 11 minutes of attention span.
I don't enjoy 3-hour movies. It's just like those are the movies that are left on my list because I watched all the others already.
See, I've seen like no movies, so
oh, that's true.
I don't have a tolerance built up yet.
For instance, I do not recommend you watch The Irishman because that's 3.5 hours that... I spent sitting in front of a computer on Netflix watching, which, you know, is fine, but I'm not going to get those 3.5 hours back, and neither will you if you watch it.
Yeah, well, see, I could short-circuit this whole thing by, do you want to watch this 3.5 hour? No.
No, right, exactly.
Easy, done.
I did just see 1917 today.
Okay,
which
so you
is,
did go do that.
Which is half of that length. It's 1 hour and 40 minutes, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, a very intense war movie from start to finish, so...
Do the good guys win? Is that a spoiler?
It's World War One. There are no good guys. There are no bad guys. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Oh, yeah. So we're the baddies?
No, that's something else.
You're going to think of this like an hour
I'm
from
gonna,
now.
No, you're going to tell me what
out.
It is.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you this.
Oh,
no.
It's the two British guys.
It is the two British guys.
They did Sir Digby Chicken Caesar. They did
sure.
the Sherlock Holmes,
yeah.
the old Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It's great.
Yeah, this is why you've got to watch more movies in 2020.
All I can think of is Key and Peele, and that's very wrong. So I was thinking about, like, writing projects.
Right.
Not so much. I like the movie idea. I was also thinking about, like, what are the standard New Year's resolutions that people just sort of generally have
and abandon,
for January?
Like, a weekend, yeah.
Right, and how can you fulfill those? So I looked online. I did a Google search for, like, best our most popular New Year's resolutions, and they all revolve around being healthier, right? Like eating better, going on a diet, spending less money. That's
going to the
too.
Gym,
going to the gym, and doing all of that. So I think the best thing that you can do to combine all of those together is to go out to an area in Orange County, go on a hike, or go on some kind of walk, whether it's a kind of an urban walk that takes you around a downtown, or you go on a nature trail, one or the other, and then have it all wind back up at a place where you can go and get like cheap, really good vegan food
that
is really healthy.
Do you have something specific in mind? Because
I
like this like self-care idea.
Yeah, self-care is also on the list. I thought about doing Riverwalk in Hillsboro and then coming up the hill and having lunch or dinner at Weaver Street Market, where you can get really healthy stuff really easily for not a lot of money, and it's right by the entrance to Riverwalk in downtown. So I think that's perfect.
I love this. The last time that we were at Weaver Street in Hillsboro, I think that I got a giant plate of like spaghetti.
Like
high school diner spaghetti, but like in the best possible way, and just bypassed all the salads and like the fruit and the veg and all that good stuff. So, you know, I'm going to have to work on that, I think. but by 2021, I'm going to start the new decade ready to have good health.
That is, you are way too far into the new decade to do this. The other thing that I thought of is Purple Bowl. Go and get some acai in downtown Chapel Hill. And you can walk around Chapel Hill and campus either before or after or while you eat it.
You know, I never got
into
the...
And you're also supporting a local business as well. So.
Never gotten to the icy bowl craze.
It's shockingly good.
Yeah.
I went into Purple Bowl like not knowing what to expect, and it's a bowl of ice cream that you can eat and feel good about yourself because it's all healthy.
Yeah, I still think of that as where like the hair cuttery used to be, because next door to it was Gumby's, like, which was like the worst pizza, but you could get pokey sticks and eat it with copious amounts of ranch.
This is getting back to the eating healthy
again. Yeah, yeah. And now they've replaced it with a place where you can go and get some like superfood.
And it's fantastic.
What a
fantastic.
World.
It's
what a
fantastic.
World we live in. Well, we'll have to go sometime.
Yeah, yeah. And you can lament the closure of Gumby's and Peppers and all of those other places.
Gosh, why did Peppers have to move? I'm going to get rid of this cross that I'm bearing in 2020. Close out the decade forgiving Peppers for closing.
And that is date night. Mitchell and Webb.
Mitchell and Webb.
Mitchell and Webb
go.
Are the two. That Mitchell and Webb look is the duo that I was trying to think of and may or may not have just Googled.
Uh-huh. Good job, Aaron.
And that is number Wang. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Like Aaron.